Some Southeast Alaska families have stayed with the tradition of helping their loved ones age in place. They live at home with children and grandchildren instead of moving into a nursing home. It's a friendlier and lower cost option for older residents of the region whose numbers are growing faster than the state as a whole. As part of Coast Alaska's Aging Southeast series, KFSK's Angela Denning tells us about one Petersburg family with four generations living under the same roof.
I'm Elizabeth R. Tyner. I'm 91 years old. I'll be 92 in a week or so.
Elizabeth Tyner sits at the kitchen table in a red striped shirt, blue jeans, and blue Crocs sandals. Her short white hair curled, her hands clasp a tissue because she has a cold. She readily talks about her life. Over the decades, she sold auto parts and worked at a thermometer factory.
What it was doing was putting the ink in there. It really wasn't ink. It was mercury. You shook the stuff down where it went up and down in there so you could tell the temperature. It was real interesting. It really was.
Her granddaughter, Melinda Cook, is ready to fill in the details. When Tyner first moved to Petersburg in 2011, she lived in independent housing for seniors. She shared a two-bedroom apartment with a friend for $1,400 a month. Cook says that worked well for several years until one day her grandmother fell.
She didn't pull the alarm. She laid on the floor for 4 hours.
Tyner eventually called the family, which contacted 911. There were other signs that decision-making was becoming difficult. But switching to assisted living, including daily food service and as-needed care, would have cost about $6,000 a month. So Tyner moved in with her family and now pays $500 a month for three caregivers 5 days a week.
Just making sure she's drinking water, getting meals, because we started finding that was necessary.
For Cook, having Tyner at home is the right thing to do. Her family has taken care of their elderly for generations.
I mean, we all kind of have our assignments in this generation. My cousins have their parents, and I mean, literally every one of us in my generation has an elder living with them at this time.
Like most of Southeast, Petersburg's population is aging faster than Alaska as a whole. A recent borough study shows that in about 15 years, seniors will double to 28% of the town's population. In the village of Cake, on the next island over, there are 80 to 90 elders out of a population of about 600. Most are Alaska Native. Families take care of their elders at home until they need medical help and have to go off-island. Many families rely on in-home caregivers.
I think living at home is what they want the most. They don't want to leave their homes and go to assisted living places.
Juanita James is the site manager and cook at Cake's Senior Center, which provides lunch and rides around town.
They'd rather have their loved ones close by that don't have much more time to live. And their relatives are used to making their cultural food for them and taking them to, like when they're having Indian dance or something.
They thrive better at home.
Keith Smith works for Southeast Alaska's Independent Living's Ketchikan office.
And I think that people live longer, their mind stays healthier when they are able to stay in the midst of their life like that.
SAIL is a nonprofit resource center that helps seniors and people with disabilities live at home and maintain independence. It has offices in Southeast's larger communities and also serves more remote towns. SAIL helps clients problem solve.
One of the gentlemen I'm working with is just like overwhelmingly happy when he discovered the device that from 3 feet away you can clip your own toenails. That is huge for him.
For Cook's family, it meant moving to a house with an open floor plan and remodeling a bathroom. Although Tyner is mobile right now, there's plenty of room for a walker or a wheelchair if it's ever needed.
Hi, sweetheart.
How are you? How did it go?
It went good. I was the only one who showed up.
That's good. That shows you're this.
Cook's 18-year-old daughter, Shawnee, arrives home from an evening workshop at school on financial aid for college. The teen's 1-year-old is already asleep. Shawnee says it's great her son can live with his great-great-grandmother.
He knows that she's the person to go to when he wants something to eat.
He'll crawl up to you for food if he wants it.
He will. I'm trying to teach him a little bit about dancing. I've got him shaking his shoulders, you know, and moving his butt and going up and down, you know. And
also sharing space is Cook's partner and her two sons, ages 14 and 20. It's not always easy. Tyner's dementia crops up every now and again, like the time she accused one of her great-grandsons of taking a box of hers. But at least for now, the family agrees it's better for everyone to be sharing life under the same roof. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.